If I don't make any noise, maybe the dog won't bark at me. He's big and scary.
Yeah, that's a huge dog, but he's not so scary when you know how to handle your fear. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Zach. Growing up, I was kind of like that kid, too. Whenever I rode my bike to the library, I had to go past a barking dog that always jumped up against the fence. I pedaled so fast past that house. Now, there's a version in Isaiah that helped me a lot, though. It says, "Don't worry, I am with you. Don't be afraid, I am your God. I will make you strong and help you." Our story today is called The Big Dog. If I don't make any noise when I walk by that house, maybe the dog won't see me, Nolan thought. But the barking, growling dog across the street jumped against the fence around its yard, making a loud bang. Nolan took off. He was out of breath when he got home and slammed the door behind him. "That big dog always jumps at me when I'm walking home," Nolan told Mom. "Since you have to pass that house every day to and from school, maybe you should make friends with the dog," suggested Mom. "Yeah, right. I'll just say, 'Hi, dog, my name is Nolan. Want to be friends?'" That evening, Nolan learned a verse at Bible Club. "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you." Jesus died and rose again to save us from sin and death, and he promises to be with us in every scary situation, Noah's teacher explained. Whenever we feel afraid, we can trust God to help us and give us courage. The next day, Nolan repeated the verse one more time before heading off to school. As he passed the dog's house, the dog came barking and running toward him. Trembling, Nolan prayed, "You said you'd be with me and help me, God." He stopped. "All right, dog," he said loudly. "You can bark all you want, but I'm done being scared of you. You got that?" The dog backed away. He and Nolan stared at each other. The dog whimpered then and began to slowly wag its tail. "You're making friends with my Snookums," said a voice. "I've been hoping he'd find a friend." Nolan turned toward the house and saw an elderly woman leaning on a cane. "You named this big dog Snookums?" he asked in surprise. The woman nodded. "My husband used to play with him and take him for walks, but he died recently," she sighed sadly. "You can see I'm not able to do those things," she looked at Nolan. "Snookum seems to like you, though. Would you be interested in a dog walking job?" Nolan hesitantly agreed to ask his parents about it. As he continued on his way, he prayed, "Thanks, God, for helping me," he grinned. "It might be fun having Snookums for a friend." Well, what about you? Are you afraid of something? Perhaps you get scared when you're in the dark, have to go to the doctor, or come face to face with a bully at school. Whenever you feel afraid, remember that God is always with you. He promises to give you the strength to face your fears. Talk to him and ask for help. And don't be afraid to share your fears with an adult so they can help too. Our key verse is Isaiah 41:10.
"Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I'm your God. I'll strengthen you and help you."
And our key thought for Sunday, give your fears to God. Hey, do you love to listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day? How have they helped you grow closer to God? I'd love to hear how Keys for Kids has impacted your walk with Him. Maybe you heard a story that helped encourage you through a tough time, or one of the devotionals taught you something new about God and you shared it with a friend. Ask your parents' permission and send me a voice message. Go to keysforkids.net and tap open mic in the menu and tell me your story. That's keysforkids.net and tap open mic. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.